out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Seven students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Nobody does spicy chicken like Wendy's. So all hail the queen of spice.
All hail the queen.
And the return of Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets. That's right.
Bring them back, bring them back.
You asked and now they're back. Which means you don't have to settle for those knockoffs anymore. These are the real deal. So hurry into Wendy's now and satisfy your spicy craving with the original spicy nuggets.
Bring them back.
Get a free 6-piece and taste the spice that started it all when you mobile order through the Wendy's app. We got you.
For a limited time only, mobile purchase required.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
defense arresting dozens of people indicted, alleged to be part of a massive international fraud ring, said to be behind everything from bogus money transfers to fake romance schemes.
Federal investigators have used a grand jury to issue subpoenas, forcing jail employees to answer questions. For at least a week after Epstein was found dead in his jail cell, several employees declined to submit to voluntary interviews with the FBI.
A new Republican could jump into the presidential race to challenge President Trump in the next few days.
The CEO of Overstock, he just resigned. He says that he was involved with a Russian spy named Maria Butina.
The wreck of the Titanic, almost completely covered in deep sea bacteria, feeding on the ship's metal, eroding much faster than expected.
The nation's biggest phone company is pledging to deploy new technology to defeat those annoying robocalls. And they're teaming up with every state attorney general in the country to help catch fraudsters.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. New Saturday, 3.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. And Danny Boy is getting ready. I have Alter David coming in at 2:30. We're going to do the drawing for the weekly farm market gift basket early, very early. We'll do it in about 20 minutes. What do you say, Joey?
Okay? Yeah, that's about right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. And you?
I'm pretty good. First-time caller.
First-time caller. Put his name in. Give me your month and day of birth and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, the month would be December, and the date would be 1945.
No, the day.
Oh, the day.
Month and day of birth.
31. I'll give you my Social Security number, too.
So you're there, your little tax break addition for your parents.
Absolutely. I just barely got there in time.
I bet they appreciate you being born at the hour you were born versus 24 hours later.
I think they did because they actually brought the topic up a little bit later in life.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's a doctor that was here in Montgomery that if you were in anywhere close, he would induce labor so you would get in under the wire.
Well, I knew there were some physicians in Birmingham who would induce labor if it was Friday evening and the Alabama game was going to be the next morning at Legion Field.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The reason I was calling is because I lived within the culture of the Department of Justice for 22 years as an employee, and over that period of time, I observed something that concerned me, and we're talking about way long time ago. We're talking about Janet Reno.
Oh, Dave. Wow.
Your buddy Janet Reno, right?
Yeah, my buddy.
there was a culture that developed that kind of went like this. It doesn't matter about presidents. They come and they go. But we will always be here.
Yeah, the Hoover Factor.
And we will always place our cards on the table only when necessary to protect this pyramid that we're building, because your budget gets bigger when your department gets bigger or your region gets bigger or your agency becomes bigger. And the other part of this was, when you hit about GS-14, you got to be sort of a pledge into this group where things, the reality started to be shared. And once you got past GS-15, you had broken through a glass ceiling. And at a GS-16, you sort of were the untouchable. And if you really wanted, you know, if you ever went on executive status,
SES,
yes, then you would be then you would be untouchable, totally untouchable, and of course go along with all of the niceties like 100% retirement and all of those other things. But the thing that disturbed me about this was the fact that you saw people being tutored as rising stars and directed toward various purposes. You also, if you opposed the party that you were supposed to vote for, according to Bureau speak, you would be put in a position, shall we say, of losing any political equity you had within the Bureau, and that you sort of got, you know, put off in South Dakota somewhere or something. And so what this fellow is describing...
Wait, are you saying that being the sack of Bismarck is a bad position?
Something like that. So what this guy is talking about here existed a long time ago, but I watched it evolve over 22 years until it was really scary by the time I retired. And if not scary, it was very concerning. And I think part of the problem that the United States has right now, not a part, but a large part of the problem the United States has right now, is we elect elected officials, most of whom are attorneys, and most of whom are politicians and not statesmen. And we wonder why they don't get anything done. But behind them, under them, as they pass all of these laws, are all of these agencies that write the rules and the regulations that are become an offshoot of the foundation of that law. And within those regulations, you have got this entrenched bureaucracy who has no interest in what things cost the taxpayer, no interest in the quality of what they give the taxpayer, and their only interest is in self-preservation, preservation, and the growth of the bureaucracy itself. Because again, I had a fellow actually tell me one day that number one rule in this bureau is preserve the bureau.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that what we're seeing today being reported today, I'll put it that way. I would be surprised if it's not factual. I would be surprised that this really just kind of is scratching the surface. As you say, I think it's going to go a lot deeper than this. If the dam ever breaks, the American people are going to be so shocked and so disappointed, at least the ones who think and not the ones who just feel.
Mike, several questions here. How were you in the Bureau?
I was in a Bureau, but not the federal, or not the FBI.
Okay. Trying to think what bureaus you have. Bureau of Prisons.
Yes, that is correct.
So did I get it right on the first shot?
You did.
Oh, bingo. I like that. So what do you think's good? What do you think about what's happening with Barr and firing the head of prison, the Bureau of Prisons director?
I think that within this system, this is sort of this bureaucracy, the Bureau... This Bureau and all bureaus that have had any DOD, any of the agencies, they have this system very much like a nuclear power plant where there's a lot of redundancy and a lot of shutoff valves.
Mm-hmm.
If this fails, it falls back to here, and if this fails, it falls back to here. And they're structured that way. And the one risk of being at the top of the pyramid is, you know, it will fall on you, but most of the time it can fall on you, and you can divert it off to another cutoff man.
So right, yeah.
Didn't happen in this case. Don't know what circumstances were in this case. I can tell you that I have been a part of a review of an MCC, a Metropolitan Correctional Center, just like the one that's in New York. It is the exact the same set of plans, built both of them. And I find it... absolutely astounding that this happened from the sense of the structure. But when you look at certain cultures in certain cities, Miami, Atlanta, New York, there's a lot of people who just don't give a damn about their responsibility. And I think that may be part of it. And it is overshadowed also by the fact that the federal system has this wonderful thing about going into a state, wading into a state or a county or someplace and saying, you know, you've got this horrible setup, and our judge is going to tell you you're going to do this or else, and about your corrections facility. And yet the Bureau of Prisons, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, has never adequately and completely staffed their institutions. And their institutions, unless it has changed dramatically in the last decade, have always been overcrowded. I could tell you that I went to one institution that you're very familiar with, and it resides near a place that flies airplanes here in my house.
And again, had a resident named John Mitchell there.
Yes, I think he had a rose garden. He actually planted a rose garden
there. There you go.
He did
drive the grass cutting.
It's a good way to spend your retirement or something right. like that.
The thing about it is this institution was originally designed for 200. It was expanded to 600. And at the time I swung through there, it was close to 1,200. And the staff was exactly the same. It was for 600. So, in any event, all of the blame doesn't fall in any one year.
Yeah, I agree with you on the circuit breaker concept of government. I saw that when I was there.
But I think the cultural attitudes of it just sickened me as a taxpayer. And then if I had a direct superior come to me and tell me how I was going to vote, and when I said, no, I'm not going to vote that way, how that changed my entire relationship, shall we say.
Oh, wow.
And
Mike, I have to kind of push on here because I've got I don't have much show left here. Mike, well, I've got your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Have you been to Fresh Market?
I have.
Well, excellent. We're going to do that drawing next Wednesday, so listen in. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Will do. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. How many do we have in the drawing?
Let me double check.
Check while we talk to Rodney.
Well, we didn't need a break here.
Oh, forgot. Darn advertisers. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a break. Coming back to Rodney right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Julie, how are y'all today?
We're very, very, very good.
That's very, very, very good. Guys, what has Trump uncovered here? Dan, I have been looking at this for a while with Russia and China. Russia had kind of started putting out stuff about a year ago, similar stuff that's talking about Trump and, you know, what positioning Trump could cause for the global this and that and everything. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, what's going on today, and the other day, wasn't it China and Russia that was complaining about the U.S. missile tests?
Yes. China, I can't remember about Russia, but China definitely.
Yeah, I think it was Putin and China was over there complaining about that. So I'm just speculating, Dan, but what if maybe of any of this has got to do with their involvement with all of this chaos that's about to drop with the IG report? So I'm looking at this and I'm saying a big maybe, guys, big maybe. This is the sign that China is starting to get nervous because as soon as the AG drops, I personally, my own personal opinion without any evidence to back this up, I think the 10 times worse than we ever thought it was is going to involve those two countries. That's my opinion. And one other thing, Dan, I want to make clear. I think it was well over a year ago I was saying that, and I still stand behind this now, that this is not the first election that they did this on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Was this one off, or is this a standard operating procedure?
It was a stand. In my opinion, I think it was going to come out that this was a standard operating procedure, but I don't know how far it's going to go back. I got a good idea that it goes back to the Obama election.
The 2012.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think all that with that, who's sitting in the Senate right now, was all a big setup then, too.
Okay.
So, that's all I got, guys. Y'all can, Joey, 1018, put me in for Sweet Creek. Everybody have a good weekend. We got some football going on. What y'all guys gearing up for the weekend?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Getting ready to eat
not good. Not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm definitely going to be doing it.
Yep, well, that's good. Everybody, I watched a little bit of the Falcons last night, a little disappointed about that. The Falcons wind up losing to the Skins, Redskins. Am I supposed to say that, or am I supposed to say something different now? I know there was
no, you're cool with saying Redskins.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure nobody's going to try to attack me or Antifa's going to come look me up.
Oh, you know they're going to come look you up.
I sure hope they do. Hey, guys, look, y'all doing a terrific job down there, and as long as y'all keep doing the great job that y'all doing, I'm going to keep listening, guys. I'm going to get off the air because y'all just got limited time for everybody else to get in.
Listen in, we're about to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Joey, take it away, buddy.
All right. Let's do this thing. And the winner is... Goodness. Ken.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that check for $40. Who's that from?
No. Who would write a check for $40?
Ken, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Congratulations, Doctor. And be back with Arthur Davis right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Jessica Stone. Stocks are falling after President Trump told U.S. companies to stop doing business in China after Beijing unveiled new tariffs on $75 billion in U.S. goods. Fox's John Decker.
President Trump cannot compel U.S. companies to abandon China, and he's given no detail on how he might proceed with any such order.
The president expected to talk further about China later today. Brazil's president says he'll send in the military to fight the massive Amazon forest fires. Here's Fox's Kitty Logan.
The EU and Germany say they want to help Brazil fight the fires, but the Brazilian government has called on world leaders not to intervene.
Brazil could face consequences from its trading partners for not moving fast enough. And billionaire conservative donor Charles Koch is being remembered as a businessman and compassionate philanthropist. He died at age 79. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Rain chances continue to improve, especially over the next few days, so if your yard is still in need of a good downpour, hang on. The chances are decent over the next few days. Our forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Look for high temperatures in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing each day, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns will get wet, some with locally heavy downpours. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Be flexible with your weekend plans and keep our weather app handy. It'll show you where the storms are, where they're moving, plus any push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Davis on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. So Ken called in to pick up his loot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Let's bring in mayoral candidate, friend to the show, Artur Davis. Artur?
Dan, thank you. Joey, good to talk to you all and good to talk to your audience. Thank you for allowing me to come in this last half hour of the show.
Well, tell me how things are looking out there.
Well, we think it's very close. I'll be very honest with you. We're just talking off the air. Different polls show different things. It's very hard to poll mayor's races because there's no party option. A lot of political races, folks can just walk in and just vote the party leaver. Well, in the mayor's race, you don't have that option. You have to actually, God forbid, decide who you think the best person should be without any party to prompt you. And that makes it very hard to get a sense of what's going on out there. We think we're in a very close race for second place with David Woods right now. There's no question that who comes out to vote is going to be unusually important, what the composition is in particular boxes around town. Look, Reed is going to finish first. But Reed, I think, is going to finish under 30% of the vote. Reed has people out there thinking that, oh, he's going to come close to winning without a runoff.
And I can't say that at all.
I've actually had serious people say to me, well, you know, Steven's saying he's going to win without a runoff. Folks, Todd Strange got 80% of the white vote, and he almost got pushed into a runoff 4 years ago. So unless Stephen Reed is thinking he is going to get 80% of the black vote and 25% of the white vote, which is what the opposite of what Strange got, If that's what Todd got and he almost went into a runoff, does anyone out there seriously think that Stephen Reed is going to come anywhere near either of those numbers? So I don't think too many folks in your audience would fall for that, but if there is anybody out there in the reach of my voice who thinks that Stephen Reed is on the verge of winning this without a runoff, that is nothing but smoke to gin up the turnout.
Well, I was kind of surprised that the mayor of Tuscaloosa, let me tell you that back, I wasn't surprised, but what it is, it had so many ornaments with it, the mayor of Tuscaloosa coming down and endorsing your opponent, told me three things. One, that Stephen Reed and these guys are both Democrats. The guy who, the mayor from Tuscaloosa is going to run for another office somewhere in the future, and he wants that Montgomery vote.
You are insightful, in your analysis to the point of being scary. Let me focus on the last two. Look, Walt Maddox is a good mayor of Tuscaloosa, and I've known him for a long time, but everybody in Alabama politics knows Walt Maddox has had one ambition since he was 12, and that's to be a U.S. senator. Walt ran for governor to get some name recognition to set himself up to run for Senator Shelby's seat in 2022. He's already out there telling people he's running for the Senate. He's telling people that's a certainty, and Walt Maddox wants to make sure the Alabama Democratic Caucus gets behind him and not Terry Sewell or Randall Woodfin. So I understand his politics. The reality is ADC endorsed him last year, and that helped save him against Sue Bell Cobb, and he needs them to get behind him instead of getting behind a black Senate candidate in 2022. So look, Walt Maddox can play the political games he thinks he needs to play. I don't think there is a single voter in Montgomery who woke up on Wednesday morning, you know, I don't know how I was going to vote.
Yeah,
now
but boy,
the mayor of Tuscaloosa has weighed in.
That's exactly what I said. I was talking to my brother, I said, how many people in the city of Montgomery know who the mayor of Tuscaloosa is?
Well, as I can attest very well, and as Walt may not understand, when you lose a governor's race, nobody remembers you a year later.
Yeah.
You may think you still have a cachet that's out there. You don't. But look, what this election is going to come down to is two issues that we've been talking about. This community has two big things on its mind: crime and the fact that we are not as safe as we used to be or should be, And we have a school system that is causing us to lose people, to lose jobs, and to lose industry. And those are the big questions around the community in Montgomery. The mayor can absolutely impact crime, and the right mayor can be a positive voice on the future of education. The mayor can't raise teachers' pay. The mayor can't fix the public school system. But what the mayor can do is be a positive, constructive voice, and people want that. So I think as people are deciding, they are looking at the ideas we have. Imagine that. They're looking at the experience we bring to the table. And I trust the voters to process and sort this out between now and Tuesday.
I agree with you. I need to do a little business here. I have Reed Ingram from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reed wants to share with the audience some things that he's got going on this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reed, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. Talk to her. Hello.
Reed, how you doing?
Doing good, man. I tell you, I want to thank most of the candidates that are in that race for running. Not
well,
all
Reed,
of them.
Thank you for the thank you for the service that you provide. Thank you for your leadership.
Well, I don't think I'm going to talk about Sweet Creek Special today. I think I'm going to talk more politics and let y'all get back with it because I know time's limited on you, Artur. But I just want to say it is a very important race. I encourage people to get out and vote. And I tell you, you hit the nail on the head. I tell you, it's education and crime, and they go hand to hand. If we can't keep these kids in school, then they're going to be out on the street committing these crimes. And we've got to get more parent and child involvement. And I think this is the most important race in the history of me being affiliated with politics because it's so much at stake. We are losing population in the city of Montgomery, and people are leaving because of the schools and crime. But mostly the schools. And I think that the next mayor is, I think Todd has done a good job, and he's a dear friend. And but I think the next mayor has really got a full-time job. You know what I mean? Because being able to bring everybody to the table, whether it be state, local, whether it be the Board of Education, I would love to see between me and you, I mean, I don't want to say between me and you, I think the school system has got to be a complete change, and I would love to see the city take it over, the ones that are inside the city, but that's another issue. But thank you for running, and there's a lot of good candidates in the race. I just encourage people to get out and vote. It's very important.
Ray, thank you very much. And I endorse everything that you just said about the importance of this election. And I'm glad Reed Ingram makes this point because all of us candidates have a reason to tell you it's the most important election since last time we ran, right? But I think it's important to have a leader in this community like yourself in the business and political and civic world who is making this point that we're about to have a transition in this community, and we're either going to get this real wrong or real right, I have a hunch. Reed, you know very well that if the next mayor of this city fails, there is going to be a push and a momentum for Deer Creek, Thorington Trace, Breckenridge, and those areas to think about joining Pike Road. There's going to be a push in this community if the next mayor of Montgomery fails and if this city is seen as having lost its way in the next 4 years. And can you imagine what the tax base of this city would look like if the Dunkin' Donuts near the AMC Theater was the border of Montgomery and Pike Road? Can you imagine what the tax drain would be for us? There's some real stakes in this election, and I'm glad, Reed, that you pointed out that when we talk about the crime problem, look, I'm not going to tell you every criminal is someone who got a bad education. There are criminals out there who are very well educated at all levels of society. But the reality is, candidly, most of the murders in this community are not being committed by people who were honors graduates of BTW and LAMP. They're being committed by people who dropped out of school or just didn't get the foundation that they needed. And this isn't some mystery sauce. Go back and look at who's committing these homicides. Look at who's being arrested. Look at what their records are.
The steps of the leadership that they've been, you know, their peers. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They get into a bad crowd, whether it be the parent or uncle or whatever. It's just, you know, you walk with the lame, you learn to limp. And I think we need to get these kids out of the gutter and get some good parental guidance and mentors. And I think we all need to embrace somebody out there to bring them up, because I had a mentor in my life and I struggled. But But, you know, it's easy to fall in that trap because it's the easiest. It's easier not to do anything, you know.
Well, let me make two really quick points. One of them I made in the debate last week in WSFA. Yes, it's important for government to do something. I wouldn't be running for mayor if I didn't think it mattered for government to do something. But the people who are missing too often from this conversation are parents. And I will say what I said last week in WSFA. Parents in this community have to take an active responsibility in the lives of their children.
Bingo.
It is not a could-do, should-do. It is a must-do. These young men and women who are losing their way sometimes don't have access to parents, and we understand that. But that's where society has to step in. But many of them do have a parent. And I'll give Commissioner Dean credit. Elton made a very important point last week. There are three of us in this race who were raised by single parents. So let's just not fall back on the excuse that, well, you know, a lot of these folks don't have a mom and dad, so of course they can't compete with the rest of us. There are three of us in this mayor's race who were raised by women. So, but it's important for somebody in your life to step up and be a parent. And that is so critical. But the other part of this, that need to reach out and find at-risk boys in particular who were 13, 14, and 15 years old who are getting in trouble, we have to have a community-wide strategy to help them. Now, I heard one candidate in this race say a few days ago, a debate we had at Alabama State, one candidate, again, I won't say the name, but used to be on the Acadome, that particular candidate said, well, we need to stop acting as if it's only young people out there committing crimes or it's just certain young people. Folks, let's get real about this. Look in your newspaper at who is getting arrested for most of the non-domestic crimes. Now, yeah, when you have a domestic act of violence, that can be folks of any age. But if you're following the same stats I am in this community, if you're reading the same advertiser online that I am, you're seeing 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-olds being victims of crimes, but also being perpetrators of crimes. We had a 14-year-old boy at Lee accidentally shoot himself and become paralyzed. He was tussling with a gun with somebody else. So this notion that, oh, we shouldn't be really talking about this problem of young people who are at risk because that's somehow demeaning or stigmatizing young people, you're not stigmatizing people when you say you want to wrap your arms around them and help them and lift them up. That ain't stigmatizing anybody. And that's political pandering when somebody says that.
Reed, I appreciate the telephone call. I want to come down and visit with you to talk about Labor Day weekend.
Sounds great. Good luck to everybody, and I want to encourage everybody to get out and vote.
Thanks, Reed. Appreciate you and Karen.
Thank you.
See you this weekend. Archer, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall has a question for Archer Davis.
Hey, Ms. Archer, do you have a plan to take over the school system? I mean, because you notice the problem. You know the problem. You know, it's going to start in that school. It's how you get your hands on the kids to change it. Is there a plan? Do you have one yet?
I do not have a plan to take over the school system, although I respect the point the reading room just made about a city system. Let me go back a little bit. 4 years ago, I did advocate a city school system in this community, and it was a major plank in my platform, if you will. I believe you learn. I believe you get new information and new evidence, and I'll be very candid with you. I'm very confident that some of reading room's colleagues in the state legislature and this delegation would do everything in their power to prevent a city school system. The legislators who've endorsed Stephen Reed in this race would do everything in their power to block a city system. And without boring people with too many details, if our legislative delegation doesn't sign off on a city system, it really cannot happen. So we'd have some advocates and some champions. But the three who stood up there and endorsed Reed are going to do everything in their power. And I recognize that. So rather than me spending capital and time the next 4 years trying to accomplish something that I know that group of three can block, what I'm going to do is to work with the elected school board to work with the superintendent to end the state intervention and to draw this community into a comprehensive plan to improve public education. I'm going to understand at all times the mayor does not run the school system, but the mayor can be a constructive voice. And that's what I want to be. And I give Todd Strange a lot of credit. Todd Strange stood up several years ago in this community and said, my ability to recruit industry is being damaged by the schools in this community. We're losing businesses, and the commandant at Maxwell has stood up and said, we're losing Air Force senior personnel coming to this community because of our schools. This is a genuine crisis. So the mayor, in my opinion, can't just say it's another building's problem, but you've got to understand what the relationship is. You work with people, not against people, and that's the kind of mayor I want to be. You put tangible, achievable goals on the table, not pie in the sky. We actually heard Stephen Reed the other night, Alabama State, suggest that the city of Montgomery ought to spend $15 million in new tax revenues on supplementing teacher salaries in Montgomery. Well, first of all, we ought to be trying to figure out how we look at current spending and make better use of it instead of running out there trying to figure out how to raise taxes. And I'll give Stephen credit for candor. Stephen has said that he is so focused on raising taxes in this community that he is actually going to appoint a task force to give him as many ideas to raise taxes as they can come up with. Now, I admire his candor on that because a lot of politicians wouldn't do that. But this is a rare instance of a candidate who has said he is so committed to raising taxes that he is going to put a special task force in place to collect as many ideas for new revenue as he can. So he's told you what he's going to do. But the idea that in a city that can't pave its roads and a city that is struggling to hire police officers and to pay the ones we have enough, a city that is struggling to tear down blighted homes, the notion that we would take on an obligation that no other municipality in this state has taken on of supplementing teacher salaries, that may or may not be good politics. We'll find that out on October 8th, but it is absolutely not a sound policy proposal.
Randall, thanks for the telephone call. Thanks for the question. Have a great weekend. And be back with Archer Davis right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Arthur Davis in the house, actually in the studio with us. Let's go to Clint. Clint, you have a question for Arthur Davis.
Yes, sir. How are you, Mr. Davis?
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, sir. I don't have a vote in the mayor's race in Montgomery. I live in Elmore County. But I'm concerned about Montgomery because it's my capital city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a citizen. And as Montgomery goes, you know, the state really goes in some ways. You talk about education. What is your thoughts on commerce?
You're asking my thoughts on economic development? No, I mean, I tie it into education. I'll be very honest with you. The reason that we don't have better jobs in this community is because outside companies look at the rankings for our school system. Our school system is costing us more reputationally than any other single problem in Montgomery. And the number two thing that's costing us is the crime we have in this city. So, yes, we have got to figure out, in my opinion, how to strengthen the economic development operation in Montgomery. I do agree on that. I do think that we're going to have to try to figure out how to target more high-wage jobs. If I'm mayor, we're not going to be having press conferences to celebrate call centers opening. We're not going to be having press conferences to celebrate every car wash that opens in town if I'm mayor. I do think we have to broaden our ambition around the kind of jobs we have here, but I'm also realistic enough to understand the reason that we can't get better jobs here and we can't get bigger companies here and more higher paying companies here is directly proximate to schools. So when we talk about economic development, I think we have to come back to these two core problems plaguing our city, education and crime.
All right, would you try to keep Gunner and Maxwell here, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that is almost in the job qualifications.
Turn off the lights.
That's almost in the job qualifications for mayor. If you don't understand that, then you need to be running in Wetumpka and not in Montgomery.
Right? Yeah.
Clint, thanks for the telephone call.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time.
Have a great weekend.
Sir.
Let me go to Tommy B. Tommy B., you're on with Arthur Davis.
Good evening, y'all.
Good evening.
Arthur, what are your thoughts on Elton announcing today the new supposedly water park opening up with $50 million of our tax dollars that he says government backed, but he didn't explain any of that.
But, well, I got to be candid with you. The only thing that I had a chance to do was to look at the headline, and I know how badly headlines can miss the point. So since I didn't have time to read the story, I'm not going to venture too much into it. I did see the story about the announcement of a $50 million water park. It was a nice, pretty picture they had. Very interested in how we're going to pay for it. I'm very interested in that kind of commitment being made, honestly, on the lame duck end, without the new mayor having a chance to have input in it. But I'm going to reserve any real commentary until I actually have time to read the story.
Well, I mean, to me, that's sort of like the school board, last year before, electing the school superintendent right before there were school board elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I agree with you, where you're elected or whoever's elected, surely the mayor should have some say in that.
No, and you made a very good point. You made a very good point. I'm cutting you off just because we're about to run out of time, but you made a very good point that this sort of happened a few years ago in a very different context. We went out and hired a superintendent like we were trying to make sure the new board didn't get to vote on it.
Right.
And there is a lot of transactional work that's being done in this community right now, and there's a push to get it done before the new mayor comes in. I understand why certain financial interests want to do that, but if I make this runoff next week, one of the things that I do want to do is to sit down with Mayor Strange and to have a conversation with him about whether we can maybe sort of, take some of these projects and honestly just put them on pause until October 8th and give the new guy a chance to, or lady, if Shannon Ferrari shocks the world and makes the runoff, let's give the new person an opportunity to weigh in on some of these things. What's the rush? You know, when you have a business, have a CEO transition, that business kind of puts big acquisitional decisions on hold until you pick the new CEO because you want the new CEO's input on things. So I understand there's some deals that folks are trying to make happen so they don't get undone, but I know I'm not running for mayor and undo progress in Montgomery, so I'm not coming in there to just break things up and make a start from scratch. But when we're talking about major financial commitments and contracts that the city is undertaking right now, I would like to see some of that put on pause until we have a chance to at least get in the transition period.
Well, I mean, just like I did and you did, we grew up at Bellengrass Community Center, and Dan was over at Floyd. You know, Elton all of a sudden wants to bring back the community centers like it's the best thing since sliced bread. Well, he's been downtown for 18 years and been chairman of the county commissioners for 10. How come he ain't done something, you know, before now?
Well, all I will say is if I make the runoff, I will certainly be seeking Elton Dean's endorsement to stop the Reed machine from taking over Montgomery. So I have only kind things to say about Elton Dean.
Tommy, I appreciate the telephone call, by the way. I got the mayor in on Monday. You may want to call in and ask him the question you just mentioned on tour. Let me go to Bert. Bert, you have basically 1 minute. Real quick.
All right. Thank you. Artur, it's
yes,
Bert. Man, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated the fact that you're running, and you are the only candidate in this race that has a grasp on how to address our crime problem.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, you know, all the work that you did for the Middle District of Alabama when you were, and I worked with you down there.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for you, and I know that you are the only candidate that knows how to address this issue.
Bert, thank you so much. Thank you, and please tell your lovely wife I said hello.
Bert, good talking to you again. I've got to go. Okay. We're out of time. Artur, real quickly. Very quickly, why should they vote for you on Tuesday?
If voters want vision, if voters want experience, if voters want someone who's going to run this city with the people's interests in mind, I want to be your candidate.
Artur, thanks for dropping in, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Call in on Tuesday.
We will. You know what? We will.
Excellent. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budeau, the great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Jessica Stone. The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was treated for malignant tumor on her pancreas. She is said to be recovering well and no further treatment is needed. Stocks are stumbling on Wall Street after President Trump ordered U.S. companies to move out of China. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro telling Fox American support for tough tactics against Beijing is growing.
We are all China hawks now in this country.
Beijing plans to hike tariffs on $75 billion in U.S. goods. We do expect to hear from the president later today.